read, listen, and choose the correct answer.
I'm Joanna Wilson. I'm glad you've invited me to share about this project. The question I'm asked most of the time is, why starting a new magazine now? And, well, the main reason is that I've always been fascinated about journalism, and I've done it for a living for many years. I've got the chance to work for different newspapers, magazines, and some radio and TV programs, and it's always been my dream. I just want to feel free to do anything I might come up with, make changes, and take risks. And of course, you cannot do that when you work for a company. So, I guess that getting mine has given me the freedom to do that. And there are other reasons, you know? I feel that most magazines are kind of similar. I mean, you can tell what it is like in the inside by taking a look at the cover. And that's what helps the magazine get such tremendous success. Let me explain it like this. It's coming out each Monday. It's got a different size every week. Its contents are unpredictable. I mean, the cover doesn't give a clue of what's in the inside. But once you open it and start reading and looking at the pictures, it's like a new exciting experience on each page. Though, it is similar to other local magazines. It is that you can buy it in any local newsstand. The magazine itself is divided into different sections every week. However, the first section never changes. I mean, it's aimed to help families to get closer or to make strong bonds. You know, people usually wait for the holidays to spend time with the family, and in my opinion, the weekend is a good chance to do that more frequently. And the best part is that there are always many options to choose from, and they are all different every week. As you can see, this section has nothing to do with trends or with following a fashion, but with something worth spending your time on. For the other sections, we always have a thorough revision before putting the reports in the magazines. We always let our writers, which are all professional journalists, give their opinions. And they also have a bit of responsibility in making a final decision. They're all experts, so they know what people are interested in. We've never received any complaints of any sort, so I think we've done well so far. Now I'd like to tell you in more detail about what people may find in the second section of the magazine next week. 4 weeks ago, a famous pop singer phoned the office to tell us about a project he was working on. Mike Nichols. I'm sure you've heard about him. He said that Anthony S., the famous rock star, would be joining him in developing the project. It is very interesting how these two men have combined their ideas to make the pieces of art that will be in display next month in the City Gallery. It looks like they are doing great business with it, so don't miss out on reading our reviews about it. There are many things I could tell about this new magazine. I guess I'm just very happy and proud for the amazing and fantastic writing our writers do. Thanks to it, our readers always receive interesting content, and I don't know, it's just that I sometimes feel that our readers themselves can feel our writers' attitude. You know, the joy from reading and writing, it's like palpable. I'm always surprised by the bunch of ideas everyone brings to the office. It makes it like an endless list of options to write about. And, well, I'm very happy and thankful. And some good news now! If you are interested in writing for our magazine, send a paper.